One could think that I handpicked the Bible readings for today, as it is In-Gathering Sunday, the Sunday when we bring forward our pledges for the coming year to support God's ministry here at St. Cross and beyond. A reminder, our pledge isn't a gift to the church, rather it's a gift back to God in thanksgiving for all that we have been given. And so just look at Zacchaeus, right? He wasn't just a tax collector, he was the chief tax collector. He was like the tax collector of all the tax collectors, and that meant he had plenty of money. And so when Jesus invites himself to Zacchaeus' house, Zacchaeus says he gives away half of his money and he repays fourfold if he has wrongly taken advantage of someone. Gives away half of his money. So on that note, please get out your pledge cards and do likewise. I mean, scripture's really clear today, right? Wait. We should all know by now, when scripture seems that easy, that probably isn't the main point of the story. So hold on to your pledge cards, and we'll dive a little bit deeper into these readings. Because I did not choose these today. These are our assigned readings. As we get to the end of our liturgical year, we only have a few weeks left. And so we're getting these readings from the Gospel of Luke that are right at the end of Jesus' public ministry before he goes up to Jerusalem. And we hear these as we're wrapping up and we're just beginning to think about Advent around the corner. And these readings ask us deeper questions about our relationship with God. And those deeper questions actually may, in fact, help us as we fill out our pledge cards today, just as they may help us as we go around our daily life, at school or at work or on errands or around the dinner table at home. The question that both our gospel reading and the reading from Isaiah point to is, are you lost or are you found? Are you lost or are you found? Now you could say maybe that depends on who's asking. If it's the debt collector or the police, you may want to be a little lost. Or if it's Publishers Clearing House, although I don't, does that exist anymore? My generation, you all know what we're talking about. But if Publishers Clearing House is looking for you, then maybe you want to be found. It's kind of hard to say. But if we're talking about our relationship with God, just think about your daily relationship with God. Are you lost or are you found? And now that you may have an answer to what you would give to that question, what do you think the prophet Isaiah would say? Would the prophet agree with your analysis? Would Jesus say yes, absolutely, and put a star by your answer? Because both the Old Testament and the gospel lessons are readings that call us into account for our relationship with God, not based on what we think or what we believe, but based on our direct actions. Is our faith lost in our actions, or is our faith found in our actions? The prophet Isaiah is addressing the Israelites who have been conquered. They've been sent into exile, including those from the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. And before you just agree with the prophet that those two cities absolutely deserve to be destroyed, it would help us to realize that in reality, the Israelites in these cities had been quite faithful in their practices. They would have absolutely categorized themselves as found. They, in their relationship with God, they are making the burnt offerings required in their covenant. They are attending the services required of them. They are having the festivals that are their way of worship. They were doing everything they thought that they were right. Until the prophet points out that actually they were kind of lost in their covenant with God. While they got their offerings and their worship and their festivals all right on the money, they were missing the bigger picture, as they had forgotten that very end part that comes in our reading today. They had forgotten to seek justice. They had forgotten to rescue the oppressed. They had forgotten to defend the orphan or to plead for the widow. The followers of God, the Israelites, are going through the right motions, but their actions outside of that did not reflect God's greater call to care for one another, to care for the least of these, the oppressed, the widow, the orphan, and that supersedes any worship or sacrifice. You see, we are found in God when our actions, our everyday actions, reflect God's love and God's care for us. Worship and liturgy and sacrifice and offering, those are all important, don't get me wrong, but those actions don't make us found. Caring for those in need, being in relationship with the poor and the oppressed and the widow and the orphan, that is the heart of God's call to us. It's not in the giving a meal to someone, it is sitting down and having the meal with that person. It is knowing the other person's name and story and being in relationship with them. Those actions are the true worship of God. And in those actions, the Israelites and us are truly found. Jesus, in the Gospel of Luke, challenges us in a similar way. For almost a year now, we've been hearing readings from the Gospel of Luke, the gospel that cares the most for the oppressed, the gospel that has little mercy for those who are wealthy or are in power or are know-it-all zealots. You see, Zacchaeus isn't exactly the type of guy Jesus would hang out with. He's a tax collector. Jesus loved the tax collectors. They were sinners, right? But Zacchaeus, he's a rich tax collector, and he totally made his wealth off of all the little under tax collectors underneath him. So, not really Jesus's place. And in being wealthy in the Gospel of Luke, that's a very lost place. Zacchaeus's own community had no respect for him, regardless of his faithfulness. Yet, all hope is not lost for Zacchaeus. Jesus, in the Gospel of Luke, has so much to say about the misuse of wealth, and yet in these last moments before Jesus goes off to Jerusalem, Jesus sees Zacchaeus up in the tree, and he tells him to come down and to offer Jesus hospitality by providing a meal. And once there, in his very own home, Zacchaeus was not only seen by Jesus, but was invited into relationship with Jesus in the breaking of the bread, in the sharing of a feast. In these moments, Zacchaeus begins to be found. He begins to see that the way the world has viewed him is not the way that God views him. By the way that Zacchaeus shares God loves and cares for the oppressed, Zacchaeus himself can spread God's message and make others feel seen and heard and know that they are found. Now, I'll admit there's some biblical scholarship that gets very heated over whether or not Zacchaeus was already giving away half, or whether he started giving away half because of his encounter with Jesus. And I don't think that matters today. Zacchaeus can find himself in caring for the welfare of others. Zacchaeus gives away half of his possessions and repays fourfold to those who he has wronged. He is a man who was lost to society, is coming to know Jesus, and it begins to, in that moment, be found. He begins to be found in the most important ways. And his actions, whether he was doing them or is continuing to do them, his actions reflect Jesus' call, God's call, to care for others as a sign of God's love in this world. We all have some of the traits of the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, those who love our worship a little too much. We all have a bit of Zacchaeus' experience in us too. And it's why I ask the question about being lost or found, and how our daily actions reflect our faith, how our daily actions reflect the call by the prophets and by Jesus, by God, to care for the least of these. And so, yes, today, the vestry and I ask you to put your grace into action as you fill out your pledge card. Not because the amount that you put down will make you any more righteous in the eyes of God, but because when we know what it means to be found by God, when we know what it means to be seen by Jesus, then we, like Zacchaeus, understand the power of our ability to give out of our abundance. And in that, our giving becomes a tangible acknowledgement of God's call to see and to serve others in the loving way of Jesus. Amen.